This is CGSF, live from SFU. Welcome to LAM. My name is Luca, and my co-hosts are...
Adriel.
Mir.
And we're here with an interview today. Well, first we're starting off with a song.
Wait, let's introduce our special guest. Our special guest here is...
Hi, my name's Jaded.
Now we can start with the song.
The first song is called Lost by... Intrinsical. That was Lost by Intrinsical. What do you guys think of that song?
A very interesting beginning.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I was about to say, it started up pretty upbeat, had a pretty unique intro, at least to my ears.
And I really like the jazz ending, you know? So many different genres in one song.
Yeah, it reminded me of, what's it called? It reminded me of a tutorial or something that you would find on YouTube. You know, maybe like those 5 minutes crafts videos.
Now for a quick PSA.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, and we hope you have a great holiday season.
All right, now for our interview. Mira, would you like to start us off?
Yeah, hello and welcome. Today in the studio, we have a very special guest with us, Jaded. She's here for an interview on what it means to be a DJ in the Vancouver scene. Could you please give us a quick introduction on who you are and what you do as an artist and how long you've been in the music scene?
Hi, so my name's Jaded. I'm a DJ and a producer. I've been DJing for about 6-7 years and producing for about 4-5 years, roughly. I focus on a lot of turntablism. That's kind of my main thing when it comes to DJing. Just a lot of hip-hop, rap. But I've been trying to branch out into house EDM more.
Okay, so then you said you produce and DJ. Mm-hmm. What did you start doing first?
I started DJing first. There's this DJ school in Burnaby called Table Tutors. That's where I learned everything, and I'm now actually teaching there as an instructor. But I started there when I was 12, and then I've been doing it since. And then they also teach beat-making courses, and that's where I started learning how to produce, too. So I learned both from that school.
What do you find yourself doing more of, DJing or producing?
I feel like DJing more, but I've been getting into production a lot more recently. I took a little break kind of after quarantine and focused strictly on DJing, but I'm getting back into production.
And then, just as an artist, what are your goals and what do you see yourself pursuing?
I only see myself pursuing music in the future. I don't see myself doing anything else. My main goals are to continue making music, traveling a lot. I want to do a lot of festivals, hopefully in the future, as well as maybe even sports games and stuff like that. Just kind of DJing everything. That would be pretty cool.
That's sick. Okay, so I actually discovered your work through your DJ set at the BC Lions. And as an up-and-coming artist, can you walk us through what that experience meant to you?
The BC Lions?
Yeah, like how you DJed for them. That was really awesome. And like as an up-and-coming artist in Vancouver scene, I know you've been DJing for quite a while, but I mean, I guess that was a really big break for you.
Yeah.
So could you just walk us through that experience?
Yeah, that was probably the biggest opportunity I've got so far. It was really nerve-wracking considering I was literally DJing BC Place, like the biggest stadium in Vancouver.
Congrats.
Thank you. It was really surreal. I was very, very nervous, but the set went very, very smooth. I just did the little halftime thing, played some music. I didn't really do much turntablism, because that's what they wanted, but I hope to showcase more of that with other big opportunities that I get in the future.
Do you want to talk about your pregame ritual?
Oh, okay. So before I did the BC Lions, I was in the car, I had my headphones on, and I was listening to SpongeBob. And like before every big gig, I listen to SpongeBob to clear my mind and get me like pumped. My go-to songs are Jellyfish Jam, Stadium Rave, and the Fun Song. Mm. Those are like my pregame ritual songs. Yeah. Oh, and Ice Spice.
Yeah.
I like Ice Spice. She's cool.
I love SpongeBob too. I really like the Gary song, but it's kind of sad, so I wouldn't listen to that to a pregame.
No, yeah, that's not a pregame song. That's like a in your feels at 3 a.m. song, yeah, bro. You know?
I think Gary Come Home, I think he personally better than Drake. Like, just, you know, that song alone.
Yeah, no, it crushes Drake's whole
whole career.
Whole discography.
What did you do to secure that job? Like, who did you come in contact to, or did they come and reach you out first?
So, I it was actually crazy. My business teacher sent me a link to this form that BC Lions put out on their website asking for guest DJs to like sign up, and you basically just like give them your bio, give them your social media, send them like your best DJ tape, and then they just pick guest DJs for the season. So I submitted my form, and a month later they responded, and I was like, oh my god, thank you. Shout out to my business teacher, because I wouldn't have gotten it if she didn't send me that link.
Okay, so then as a DJ who's been in the career for like 7 years, you said, or give or take,
yeah.
What would you do to guide someone else who's just starting as a DJ or producer to get into a similar position where they can get a gig at BC Lions or something at a festival? Like, what did you do to get where you are today?
Don't be afraid to put yourself out there. I feel like I used to be a very, very shy person. Especially when I started, I was very, very quiet. I didn't want to put myself out there much. But social media these days is so important. I found that the more I put myself out there on the internet, the more opportunities come to me. And just also not being afraid to reach out to people. I know, like, people always want to be like, oh, I'll let people come to me, you know? But I find the more you reach out, the more opportunities you end up getting.
Like, I reached out to Jaded. I'm so glad I did. This is an awesome interview we got. And just like last quick question from me before I pass it on to Luca, how would you say your personality influences your DJing?
That's kind of a weird question. I don't know. My personality, it's changed a lot throughout the years. And I feel like my DJing has also changed a lot throughout the years. Like, back when I was a lot quieter, a lot shy, more shy. I don't know, my sets were kind of boring. Like, my music picks were boring. I didn't really like want to try anything different or crazy, but I feel like the more out of the box I've gotten personality-wise and music-wise, the more, I don't know, I just kind of found my own sound, and I feel like it links with my personality well that way.
Hi, it's Luca. How do you approach making a set list while making sure it resonates with the audience you're playing to?
Yeah, so the main thing about making sets is you always have to make sets to the audience despite what music you like. I ask the employer what I'm allowed to play. Like, say it's like a store in the mall, they usually want clean music. They'll maybe say like, oh, top 40, this and that, or they'll give you some creative freedom. But I just kind of like to look at my target audience. So, for example, say I'm DJing Sports Check, which I've done in the past. You know, there's a lot of like sporty people in there, lots of like younger people, sort of. I play like lots of Drake, lots of like hype music, stuff like that. You know, you just have to read your target audience.
Who or what inspired you to start DJing?
Oh, I don't know. I grew up around a very musical family, and my parents were actually the ones who inspired me to go into DJing. They had a lot of DJ friends, which is why they recommended the school to put me into. I guess my biggest inspiration for starting DJing was basically my family and all the people around me, my close circle.
Last question. What was your most memorable moment on stage?
On stage, at the BC Lions, there was an issue with the speaker, my booth speaker, and it made it super hard for me to listen to myself. So I was like freaking out, panicking, because I'm like, I cannot mess up in front of all of these people. Like, it's literally a stadium. But I just stayed super calm. I just listened through my headphones instead of the booth, and I was able to do it pretty smoothly. But I was freaking out in that moment. I wanted to literally pass out and cry. I felt like crying after that, but I did well, and nobody was able to tell. It didn't even sound like I messed up, so it was fine.
Trust me, we all relate to that.
Adriel, did you have anything to say?
I was going to ask you, do you think that there's any skills or personality traits that would be important for a producer or a DJ to have?
Skill-wise, like, with DJing, I feel like turntablism is very, very important. A lot of newer DJs tend to skip that aspect because they deem it as like kind of old or like useless. Like, oh, why would I need to learn how to scratch? Why would I need to learn how to beat juggle? Mm-hmm. But laying down the foundation of like the art of DJing is so important, and I really encourage it for everybody trying to get into DJing. And instead of just like going straight to like mixing, like trying to research what DJing really is and immersing yourself into it. And producing wise, I don't know, I feel like some knowledge on like piano, guitar, any sort of instrument, just musical theory is very, very important. I was in piano lessons for a little bit, and that's how I got a lot of my musical theory when making beats. If you don't have any music theory knowledge, you still can make beats, but it's easier when you do have that knowledge.
Yeah, music theory is hard. It's hard to learn. There's a lot of stuff to it.
Yeah.
What I guess is sort of is like similar to Luca's question, but what first sparked your interest in producing or DJing?
I mean, yeah, back to that, like, I was always around a very musical family. I was never a sporty person. I was never really... I was always an artistic person. Growing up, I used to draw. I used to listen to music a lot. So I always knew that I wanted to do something in the arts, and music was just most natural to me in that.
But, like, why DJing? You say you learned piano. What made you defer from piano and going towards more, you know, DJing, producing, more like music you create on your laptop rather than instruments?
Honestly, it just feels more right. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, the way DJing is, being able to, I don't know, you can really feel the music, like, in the turntables and everything. I don't know how to describe it. It's just, it's such a different feel than, like, playing the piano, playing the guitar. Also, I stray away from, like, classical things and stuff like that. That's kind of what piano mostly is. Like, yeah, you can do a lot of different genres on that, but I'm more of a hip-hop person, and I feel like that's easiest with DJing.
Hmm. And are there any... Is there anything about your work or your career that you don't enjoy doing?
I don't enjoy... Okay, performing is, like, very bittersweet to me. I love it, and I love the feeling afterwards, but in the moment, I can never breathe, and I always feel like I'm lightheaded. I feel like I'm gonna faint. Like, performing in the moment, it sucks. Like, it doesn't actually suck, but, like, the way my body reacts, mm-hmm. it's insane. But the feeling after is really good, but just in the moment. And then also prepping for gigs, having to create all the crates and the music, it's kind of tedious depending on the gig and the restrictions of what they want you to play.
I think with radio, one of the biggest things I enjoy about it is, you know, as an artist, as someone who's on stage, you get to see all your fans in front of you and, like, all our fans of, you know, Lamb. I know we feel you in the moment, but we don't get to see you like how Jaded sees you, and we don't feel that same stress. So being able to be on radio and just say how we feel and just talk about the music is way more relaxed. So someone who has to go on stage, like if you ever had to give a school project now, times that by 100, that's what Jaded goes through.
And then like the fear of making a mistake. Like you're up there, there's so many people watching you. And being afraid to make a mistake, because when DJing, it's so easy to make a mistake. Like, you press one button wrong, you scratch, like, on the wrong timing. Like, it's so easy to make a mistake, and I feel like I get in my head about that a lot. But I learned throughout the years, like, half the time people can't even hear the mistakes you make. If you play it off well enough, you know, they'll never know. And I found that, you know, you just have to get good at playing off your mistakes.
No, just bringing it back to me for a conclusion of the interview. This is Mir. We see popular DJs in the techno scene. Do you think success for DJs is only limited to electronic music? How would you say hip-hop DJing differs from electronic DJing?
So I feel like techno, EDM, house, there's a lot more opportunities for that. But I feel like there still are a lot of opportunities for turntablism and hip-hop DJs, especially in Vancouver. It's just a matter of just finding the places that will let you do that. Because, for example, like, where I'm at right now, obviously I'm not going to be able to play a rave. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't do EDM at the moment. I've been trying to branch off into that. But there's so many other festivals that, like, you can do. Like, for example, back when Breakout was a thing, Faded in the Park was a thing. Like, there are opportunities. You just have to scout them out and look for it, even though they're not as common.
So then, as you say, you're trying to get more into EDM. How do you think DJing will change in 5 years? Will you think EDM will always stay the pinnacle of DJing, or do you see a rise in the hip-hop scene?
I feel like EDM will still stay the top, because EDM is so broad. It's like an umbrella. Mm. Like, there's so much little genres under that umbrella to where it's hard for it to get boring.
But,
you know?
Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but a lot of what I sing on my timeline for DJing, as I'm not really big in the DJ scene, is Boiling Room. And I see a lot of hip-hop on that scene. So, like, with Boiling Room being what I see and understand from DJing, do you think there's going to be more opportunities for hip-hop artists or hip-hop DJs? Or do you think, like, raves will always be the forefront?
No, I think there will definitely be more opportunities. I feel like also hip-hop is starting to merge a lot with techno, like even with Boiler Room stuff. Like, you see, like, hip-hop being mixed with, like, DMB and house. So I feel like even with that, there will be a lot more opportunities.
So then how do you see yourself adapting in 5 years as a musical artist or even as a DJ?
I will always love hip-hop, and even though I'm trying to go into the EDM scene, I want to find my own sound and I want to be able to mix the two. So in the next 5 years, I hope that I can create my own sound, have a few sets, and hopefully start playing boiler rooms, raves, and all those stuff that I aspire to play in the future.
Thank you so much. So here at LAM, we're so glad to have you on. Do you have anything to promote? Any shout outs for your friends, anything?
Shout out my parents. I think they're listening to that. This interview right now, I think my mom, she's listening to it. So shout out my mom. And yeah, I'm in the midst of producing a lot of songs for a few up and coming albums coming out. So just stay on the lookout for that. I have Instagram.
Cute. Shout out your Instagram.
Jaden Music with two I's.
Okay.
I'll update y'all on Instagram.
Yeah, check out Jaden's Instagram, Jaden Music, as it sounds, but with two I's. And then we hope to see how you become as a DJ, how you become as a producer. We're looking forward to see who you become as an artist. And stay tuned to listen to LAM, because we're going to have Jaded continue to be on the show, just giving out her input on the music we play and how she relates to the music as an artist.
Thank you.
This next song is called Who the Hell Am I by No Bro.
Never quite having fun. Play with fire and you're gonna get
That was Who the Hell Am I by No Bro. We had one of their songs in the playlist last show. What'd you guys think?
I really enjoyed that song. It's quite punk. I like punk. Personally, it reminds me of like that early 2000s scene where like punk rock was at the like forefront of Billboard. And I don't know. The chorus was really catchy. The drum line was really nice. I'm big on drums. As you know, I'm the DMB guy. But then passing it on to Jaded for a couple words.
It's like it's a headbanging track. I feel like I'd listen to that while playing Skate 3 on my Xbox. It was a good song. It was catchy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention. It's like what Mira said. I definitely see like the punk influence in it. Yeah. Definitely like a song that's like more youthful, I'd say. You know, you would see that in like an early 2000s movie, like a teenager movie. But yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this next song is called Cosmic Dance by East Forest.